Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kira. Quick question. May 26th is a holiday, and that's when our council meeting is. Is the council meeting moved for that month?
Let me check really quick. You said May 26th?
Yeah, it's Memorial Day.
Oh. I'll talk to Cash. She usually manages our meetings. And I'm pretty sure she did already move this one, actually. But I see that in the calendar, it says the 26th. So I'll talk to her. She's off today, but she should be back tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks for bringing that up, huh?
I'm thinking too far in advance. No one's thinking a couple of months later.
We also had to change a meeting in June because it also fell on a holiday. So I'm glad
Oh, what holiday in June?
Maybe
How many we need
Juneteenth.
for quorum these days?
Check really quick. I know Mark will be joining us shortly. Not sure. I know Irma is excused for today. So we need. We need three. So we should be good to go.
Okay. Should we give him a couple more minutes or?
I think he'll join us as it progresses. But if we get to the section that he'll go over, I'll go ahead and call him.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and start the meeting then. First thing is to do the introductions. So let's see who's actually on. Helen, you're next to me. You can say hello.
Hi, I'm Helen Lynn, council member.
Na.
Hi, Nolly, council member.
Marco.
Good afternoon, everyone. Marco Montenegro, council member.
And Thomas.
Thomas Noble, the government co-chair. Hey, folks.
Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Chuck Adams, one of the co-chairs, and Mark.
Mark Moore, council staff, and also Helen Lynn, your committee co-chair.
Yes. And Kira.
Right.
Kira, council staff.
All right. So let's review the March 11th agenda. Anybody see any changes? Nope.
Sorry, those were the minutes.
Oh.
Okay, this is now the agenda.
Okay, cool. Just take a quick glance and see if you want any, if there's any changes. If not, we'll approve that by consensus, and then we can pull up the minutes.
All right, these are the minutes. Sorry, I have so many documents.
Cool. Just take a quick glance at these, and if you see any changes, let us know. If not, we'll approve those by consensus also. And then next is announcements. Any council members have an announcement? If not, is there any staff announcements? No, for once. Cool. There's no public, so there won't be any public comment. Who was doing the long-acting injectables? Oh, okay.
All right, this will be a pretty short meeting because the presenter could not appear today, and they actually don't have their presentation quite ready yet. So this is going to be just an outline that I'll be sharing. It has a lot of technical terms that I'm actually not familiar with, so I'll basically just read through the outline. And
Okay.
if anyone has any feedback, I'll be taking notes as well, and I will send them back to the presenter, who is Andrea Gross. She is at Castro Mission Health Center. So this presentation is on long-acting injectables, and let me share screen. All right, can you all see that?
Yes.
All right, so here is the outline. As I said, she doesn't have the presentation, so this is not in slide format. It's basically in bullet point for format. She'll do an intro, of course. It will be an agenda of the presentation itself, a roadmap, I guess, of the presentation. And then she has divided this presentation into one, two, three, four areas, and then a Q&A at the end. The first area is a general info on long-acting injectables, treatment and prevention options. So she divides that into two areas: treatment, with some verbiage that I'm not sure I understand, and then the second bullet point, LEN, I'm not sure what that is either, for patients with multi-drug resistance. And then she goes into prevention, mentioned something called CAB, and in the near future, LEN. Does anyone know what LEN stands for?
It's a new regimen for those with like it says, multi-drug resistance.
Oh, that's a specific regimen name. Okay. Okay.
Lenacegravir or something like that, and
Yeah.
cabotegravir, rapivirine.
Okay. So she goes over both these two different regimens across both treatment and prevention. Any thoughts or questions or feedback on this section, general info on LAI? Well, as I mentioned, this will be a brief meeting, and then our second part here, see Castro Mission Health Center's rollout of LAI treatment and prep. So she's going to go over the timeline. She's going to go over the protocols. She's going to go over the feedback received from staff and patients, and then she's going to go over the data on some current Castro Mission Health Center patients engaged in LAI treatment and prep. So she'll go over the totals, the demographics, and possibly most importantly, the viral suppression rates for those in treatment. Let me see what that last part says. Those who started suppressed versus unsuppressed. Okay, got it. Okay. Any
Hey,
questions?
Mark.
Yes.
Mark, I did have a question on the first section to give to her, to give to Dr. Gross. If she could address if medications are easy to get. Like, is it difficult to get authorization for these treatments? Are they expensive? Are they easily covered by insurance? Just some of the practicalities of getting on LAI. It's kind of nice to know.
Or any medication. What are the practicalities of receiving LAI treatment? Does that sum up what you want me to ask or add? Ask her to add?
Nope, that's exactly it.
All right. Thank you. Hold that. All right. Thank you, Helen. Anything else on this first part? Oh, all right. So the second part, which I've just gone over, any suggestions or feedback or questions about this specific rollout part of the presentation? Yes, Thomas.
Hey, Mark. I think what would be helpful for me is just a little bit of background on Castro Mission.
Okay, I'm gonna put that actually up at the top. Oh no, maybe not, because she goes from general to that. Okay, yeah, this that does make sense. Thanks, Thomas, to have that in that section. Okay, this is very specifically about Castro Mission. A little bit of some background on Castro Mission Health Center and who they serve, I assume.
Yes.
Anything else on this second session? Section. All right. Seeing none. Let's move on to third section, keys to success. So staff champions, not sure what that means. Possibly like face persons who are going out there and giving out the message that this is a great new intervention. I'm not sure. Supportive leadership. I'm not sure what that means, other than what it sounds like. Staff interest and engagement, protocols, adapting from existing ones. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. Dedicated staff for tracking and others that can be helpful. So smartphones can be key to success with EMR templates. Peer consults can be key to success. Reports for tracking. Can be keys to success. So all of these are keys to success. Champions, supportive leadership, staff interest, not reinventing the wheel when it comes to protocol, having dedicated staff for tracking and other things. Okay. Any thoughts, questions, feedback for this section on keys to success?
Sorry,
Nope.
Mark, do they have numbers in there? Like how many patients are on it?
I'm not sure, so I can put that in. Can you provide data numbers on how many patients at Castro Mission Health Center are using LAI? Yeah, that's pretty good. Is that what you're looking for, Thomas?
And then I think with that, I'm curious to know like LAI versus the regular
Yes.
daily pill for PrEP. Kind of seeing that, and then I know there's a bullet point that says demographics. Like I'm curious to see the difference in the demographics between folks using LAI versus the daily pill for PrEP. And then also kind of the requirements to be
Wait,
able to
please,
get
wait, wait,
approved.
wait, wait, please hold that thought. Okay, can
Okay.
you provide numbers on people using PrEP? And then also, you said demographics, which is different, of course. How about can you provide demographics for both sets of patients? All right, please continue.
What was I gonna say? Oh, the requirements to be able to access LAI. Because I know some clinics say like you have to be, virally suppressed on the pill before you get the injectable, but I'm just curious if they offer it to everyone or if there's a certain demographic that they outreach to for this.
Enrolled. Does that capture what you're saying?
Thanks, yes.
All right. Any other questions, feedback, or comments for section three? Oh, that said smart phrases, not smartphones. What is a smart phrase? Does anyone know? Can anyone tell me what that is?
First of all, Mark, I did catch you saying smartphones.
Yeah.
I thought, well, important, yes, maybe not what she means for keys to success. But yeah, smart phrases are in the electronic health record rather than the provider having to type in a note. You can simply just click on a smart phrase that's been developed, and just makes the click so
Oh,
faster.
okay. I'm gonna just ask her to define that. Do it. It's a very quick definition.
All right.
So that dummies like myself just don't assume that's something else. Okay. Define some more phrases. All right. Anything else in this third section? All right, last section before Q&A is other DPH clinics' current status with LAI treatment and PrEP. And she just goes over what they're doing now. So Warning 6 treatment and PrEP, Southeast Health Center treatment and PrEP. I think TWUHC is, not sure what that one is. What does that acronym stand for?
Tom Waddell?
Yeah,
Tom Waddell. Tom Waddell, of course.
Tom Waddell, so, Urban Health Center.
Those are yeah. Treatment, yeah, it's the UHC that kind of got me. Treatment only for now. MXM, I'm also not sure what that is. Treatment and PrEP. What is MXM? Anyone know?
Yeah, Maria X. Martinez. I think it's another DPH clinic.
Okay. And then there is interest from in Atlanta PrEP from other clinics, including Mission Neighborhood Health Center, CPHC. And they're working with an LAI PrEP work group, which includes our newest council member, Jan Oskarsson.
Hey,
and we'll go over some challenges.
Yeah, hey Mark, it would be MNHC, not MHHC.
Thank you.
Oh, that's, well, there's two there. I think that one's referring to Maxine Hall Health Center.
Is it?
That's the Commission Neighborhood Health Center.
Sorry, my eyes are jacked, so I'm not really seeing everything as clearly as I could be. I mean, that's actually
but Mark, though, you're on point with all the other. You saved me as I multitask here with all those acronyms. Thank you.
So, is there interest? Should I also ask her to add MNHC? Is there interest there, Mark? I guess you'd be able to speak to that.
Yeah, I would say there. Yeah, there is definitely interest.
Okay. And.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I don't think she could speak to that, but she could invite Marco too, because she's not over that clinic.
Oh, these are all clinics that she's over.
Those are all DPH clinics. And of course, Marco is Mission Neighborhood. And
got it. Okay. So, we can leave that out then. Yes, that's something that Marco can, if wants to add, he can certainly do that. Any comments, feedback, questions about this last section? I'm going to do the basic verbally state the full name of each agency.
Each clinic you probably want to put there.
Acronym. Anything else for this last section? Okay, I'm going to just scroll back up one more time in case anything else has occurred to folks. So we got our intro. We got our general info on LAI treatment and prevention with the feedback about how we authorization, how easy is it? What are some of the practicalities of receiving LAI? And then we have the rollout at Castro Mission. With the feedback of a little bit of background on Castro Mission and who they serve would be helpful. Keys to success, quite a bit of feedback here. Can we get some numbers on how many patients and Castro Mission are using LAI? Also, just numbers to compare and contrast using PrEP. Can you provide demographics for both sets of patients? What are the requirements to be able to be enrolled in LAI? And of course, for me, define smart phrases. And then last, we have a quick snapshot of what's happening at other clinics, and then just my own feedback of just make sure to note specifically the full names of those clinics. Not everyone's familiar with the acronyms. Any last comments, feedback, or questions for Andrea? Presentation. Yes, Thomas.
So, Mark, maybe I kind of missed the set up for this. So just to be clear, and I beggars can't be choosers kind of thing, it doesn't seem well prepared. So is it?
Well, we're seeing an outline.
Yes. Okay. So she's putting together slides from this outline is what I'm hearing. Okay. I missed that part. Thank you.
Absolutely. She'll be sending that out to Bill and I. I can ask her if I can share it with you as well, if you'd like.
Hey, Mark, can I ask, Like, is it strictly just informational, or like, is there a purpose around, wanting to talk with us, share this, the LAI prep with us?
Bill might have additional thoughts, but I'd say this is very much informational. This is one of the, hot new things. It was a presentation last year, and it was very well received. I mean, not from the same presenter, obviously, from a different presenter, and there was a lot of excitement and enthusiasm on the council when they went over this. And so it's definitely worthy of a follow-up kind of drill down about what's happening in a specific place around LAI. That's, I think, basically the logic before this coming to the council, because it's a big thing that's happening now to the community. Yes, Bill.
I was gonna make another suggestion if folks are interested. What
Oh,
is
then
your?
before you make that suggestion, did that answer your question, Marco? Did
I was
you
gonna
want?
answer this, but I was gonna add to that
Oh,
later.
okay.
You did a good job. Do you want me to do that one first?
Yeah, let's just finish
Yeah.
up with Marco.
So Marco, I don't know if your experience, a lot of people think it's gonna be a game changer on both the prevention and care side of the house. So my thought is it's important for the Planning Council to kind of understand new modalities of treatment because it affects everything. It puts a lot more burden, let puts less burden on doctors over the long term, but more on RNs and MEAs or MAs. And so just as people, so people understand the system of care, you're probably painfully aware the front loading part of this is a lot more work. The resources change for that. There's an increased role for farm techs, depending on which clinic you're in. So I think so. It's just more for the Planning Council to get a chance to hear of that. So kind of what that's about, and I thought it would be interesting for folks to see a rollout in a system rather than hear the global kind of presentation everyone had last year.
That's great. Well, can I ask, last year did the presentation include like what are what are the benefits as well as what are some of the, I think what we're experiencing is just, the side effects are what causes some hesitation for people to get on the LAIs.
Yes, it did include actually some of the challenges and some of the side effects. And actually, council members themselves spoke to some of the challenges and side effects that they had personally experienced. Yeah, for sure. I think those would be suitable questions as well, Margo.
So
Please.
Marco, I was going to mention if you guys are interested, actually it was going to be one of the two things, like the current state successes and challenges, and then what does she see coming down for future states or
There you
concerns?
go. Exactly. Yeah.
Because on the prevention side, it's set to go to Q 6 months, which could be a real Q change, a real game change. I mean, every 6 months, so it kind of almost becomes like a vaccine. So just if you guys are interested in hearing that, you might want to add that in as well.
Can you repeat that again? When what section should I add that into?
She's well, so she's got in what near future lenacapavir IE under prevention there, like on the kind of towards the top of your screen where it says prevention.
Yes.
So you could just put in parentheses, can she speak to future state Q 6 months? And actually, I was thinking the next one up, a bullet above that. Oh, okay, either that's fine too.
Yeah, this is just my notes here. Can you
Okay.
speak to future? I'm sorry, say that again.
Future state, it's our buzzword. Like, what's the future look like? And then you could put in parentheses Q 6 months, like every 6 months. That's on the prevention side. That's not yet the care side. And then what Marco was talking about, apparently the 6 month injection hurts like an MF. So, the 1 and 2 months are bad enough. So if she has any information on how they're going to may potentially reformulate it so it's not so painful to do. Although maybe just doing it twice a year, it's worth the pain versus every 2 months where some people are opting out. It's a very thick kind of thing and it hurts.
I remember that very specifically from the conversation. Okay. I
Well,
mean,
I think it's,
an
yeah, because
injection.
it's intramuscular, right? It's an intramuscular injection, which is kind of similar.
Frequent injections. Okay. Great questions. Anything else? Please.
I'm not quite sure. It's not necessarily for the presenter, but I do kind of the energy that Bill was putting out. This is a pretty significant, at least a 6 month thing for the prevention world to
technology advancement. So I feel like maybe a little bit of discussion opportunity for the council might be helpful. Just like, what do we all think about that, or what might our roles be? Or
okay,
I personally have, like, you know, it's also unfortunately an opportunity for disparities to continue if certain folks have access to it and certain folks don't, or at least even not even aware of it. So with the lens of kind of getting ahead of that curve, it might be a good opportunity for us. I actually really appreciated the way space was created for Franco last meeting to talk a little bit about what was going on a federal level. So I don't know how folks feel about that, but that's not usually the way we roll in that particular space. It's usually presentation and Q&A versus a little bit of discussion.
I think that's perfectly suitable to have that kind of big picture discussion and what this could mean for the future. Absolutely suitable. Irma will be facilitating this meeting. Perhaps you could sit next to her and suggest that, like, you the conversation be continued after the presentation about, so what do council members think about this? I could try to make this agenda item longer than, say, the 40 minutes I had planned on allocating to it. We can keep Laura's state update and Robert's quick update on case management to the first half of the meeting, hopefully, and then just maybe devote the whole second half to this. How does that sound to folks?
I think that stick
around.
Yeah. I think Rob's presentation could be very brief unless people really want to dig into it.
Yeah, that'll be brief. I might just move that from like 20 minutes to 10 minutes. I don't think Robert will object.
No. Mark, can we put a prompt question in the on the agenda? Like, what do members think of future state, or where do they see opportunity, or folks have a better, so people are prompted while looking at the agenda to know that that will happen?
Yeah, let's see. I can phrase that in the agenda item description as the council will receive a presentation from Castro Mission Health Center on LAI. To follow will be a discussion on da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Great. And then those of you who are here, I'd really be grateful if you actually said something. Nothing worse than try to create these spaces and everyone's just crickets. So if everyone could rehearse their question beforehand, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, looking at people like Jan and Na and Marco and Helen and Chuck, I'm not seeing people who are going to be quiet necessarily.
I just had a quick question. Like Thomas, I was a little late for this, so I'm sorry. Can I participate in these discussions, even though I can't,
100%. You are a provisional member, so that means that the restrictions are certainly there's strong restrictions. That's only around making motions and voting. You are at the table and you're participating in discussions as you see fit to the same level as everyone else. You can also attend any other home committee that you'd like and have the same discussions.
Okay.
The thought I have, Thomas, is you may want to, if we go into the prevention side of the house, the funding streams and the logistics and the place that people choose to get it and the availability and the fact it falls in preventative care is a whole just set of things that the system has to kind of work through and digest. So just, you know, just to be mindful, like, she's a doctor and I think she does do both prep and treatment stuff, but that may not fit neatly into a 15-minute presentation. And, you know, again, it's a future state, so you may want to frame it as we do come closer to the rollout of Lenacapavir. Maybe that's its own separate presentation. And, you know, what are the challenges and success actually of just everything from the financing to the staffing to the pathways people take, because there's a lot there.
Thanks,
this is not my wheelhouse, but I know enough to be dangerous, which is to say that there's work to be done.
All right, Jan, it sounds like you had something else to add?
No, I was sort of to echo what Bill is saying, like, if this is sort of like to provide feedback to Andrea prior to her presentation, I think, because, I mean, I know that Andrea's been thinking a lot about, you know, sort of like potential barriers that might come with Len for treatment, sort of like the thing that's sort of being thought about right now, whether this is going to be accessible to people, or whether this is going to end up on formulary, like who's going to get this, and what are we sort of, and you know, like some of those sort of her take on that might be interesting for council to hear, just to kind of be sort of looking for.
I'm going to just add that to where I see Lynn. So
yes, the 6 months, when it goes to Q 6 months, and just kind of the implications of the rollout or the challenges to the rollout or considerations for the rollout.
Challenges.
You know, this could be a 2-hour discussion just to let people know that there's a lot there.
Rollout. Does that capture what you're saying, Jan?
Yes.
All right. Lots of feedback for this outline. Great. I hope this will be helpful for Andrea. Any more? No need to cut off this conversation if there's more thoughts.
No, Jan, if you want to, if you can get your questions in 6 weeks beforehand in triplicate. And
we'll run that by the bear. Yeah, we'll run that by the bear. All right. Any other thoughts or hilarious jests?
No, I think it's good.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. And done.
I would say be nice to Andrea because she's doing this out of the goodness of her heart and she's new in and she had a bit of a rough tumble, her first presentation to a medical group. So to be kind to her. You could be mean.
Good to know. Yes. That's kind of what I was trying to ask earlier, Bill. I was like, this doesn't seem.
Yeah, Thomas, maybe take this meeting off.
Since Tom showed up a little later, are there any announcements you know of, Bill?
And announcements about anything in particular, Chuck, you want me to?
No, it's just when we do the announcements earlier in the agenda, you weren't around, so I was just saying.
Oh, got you. Circling back to that. I'm trying to. I don't have anything specific. I could give a bunch of general updates, but I'll do it at the staff. There's nothing that's super sensitive.
Okay, cool.
I just let you guys know we are trying. I am trying to figure out the county response to all the executive actions, and there is stuff that is happening in the city attorney's office, but I don't really have great enough recognizance to let you know. But just to let you know that I am seeing what we can do, what kind of support is available and messaging, because I know that's been a challenge. But there is a committee there, and as I have more info, I'll share it.
Okay, great.
I have one question, maybe more so for Thomas, in terms of the HIV.
I don't know, but I found these results on search.
Sorry, too close to my laptop. In terms of the HIV prevention funding that SF receives from CDC directly, because it's federal funding too, because I know we get like HIV prevention from CDPH, which is also CDC, which is federal, are there any concerns in terms of some of the funding being rescinded?
There's yes to the answer to that question. Concerns are definitely valid. Nothing has materialized as of yet. So that's the spot we're in. So, yeah. And I feel like I keep telling community, as I'm sure you all might hear before I hear. So often the way these things are announced, at least from a city level, that it's just a press release that goes out. It's not as if the mayor calls me and fills me in on their strategy around prevention. So I keep asking the question. I don't want to shut that down at all. And I just also want to, I'll be as transparent as possible. Good thing is we do have local support. So I always feel like from a national perspective, we are better off than most. But that's all it is at this moment. It's support and I'll stop there. So thanks.
Any other questions?
No, can you stay on for just a minute afterwards?
Yes, I'm in trouble. Oh no.
You're not in trouble at all.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then the next meeting will be Tuesday, April 8th, same time, 3 to 4:30. All right. Thanks for showing up, everybody.
Cool. Thank you all.
Great discussion.
Thank you. Great to see you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
And Kira, if you can turn off the recording and then maybe make me or Na the host, and I'll say goodbye to you.